cousins, I do have a bit of a dilemma. So I recently had someone from my past 6 years ago kind of reconnect with me or reach back out to me after we kind of left off on slightly, I don't want to say bad terms, but it just kind of ended abruptly. And this was somebody that I first met when I moved to Atlanta. They were like the first person I ever like dated. They took me out on my first outing here, kind of showed me around and really introduced me to the Atlanta scene and kind of just set the tone for what I thought I was going to be getting into as far as dating. Nice gentleman, very handsome, and just we definitely shared some nice memories, but things just did not end well because I felt as though there was just something that kind of happened as we were progressing towards our relationship. And then there was a whole aspect of him randomly proposing to me. And I think because I declined his proposal, that ultimately set the nail in the coffin for the end of our relationship, amongst other things that we had kind of been dealing with. How do you feel about somebody reaching back out to you after years of being absent in your life and that not being a closed chapter? I know for some people it's like, I'm willing to reconnect, you know, let's just kind of see where this goes. And for some people it's like, hey, the past is the past. I'm kind of in between because I've healed since 2019, or I'm healing, and I have gone through many of a relationship and had my fair share of heartbreaks and gone through depression over some niggas that just really, they really just showed me that at the end of the day, you have to realize you are the prize. I learned as I progressed through my dating in Atlanta is that typically guys that I would date, I always saw them as like, oh, he's this, he's that, he, you know, I was just always just putting these huge, massive titles and pedestals on these men that I was dating. And I really wasn't upping myself and realizing like, hey, you are a catch. You are a catch. And it's just wild to me because when people reconnect and reach back out to you, it's like, I feel very indifferent because I'm definitely one of those people where I stay moving forward and I don't really look back. But I feel like at this point in my life, I owe it to myself to just be more open. But yeah, I'm trying to enter into this new phase of being more accepting. And because there has been such a huge gap in between that time that we last talked, because I mean, that was in 2019, right before COVID. And so much has happened in our world, and so much has happened since then. And I definitely feel that I have grown, but I'm not stupid. Just because you've grown does not mean you should resort yourself to being dumb. Please don't. Please don't ever just put yourself in that mentality of being naive again. Like, that's something I just would never go back to, because I think a lot of the times where I look back on a lot of the relationships I had with men is that I would sacrifice my intelligence. I would set aside my voice and my power because I didn't want to intimidate people. And I think a lot of us have to understand that if you possess a power, baby, you can't help it. The power I have is beyond my wildest imagination. And it scares me sometimes. It truly scares me sometimes at knowing how aware I am and how powerful I am. And I think a lot of us, because we know how powerful we are and because we know how aware we are, we sometimes tend to suppress it because we don't want to intimidate those that we love or those that we think we love or those that we think love us. And, you know, it doesn't really do you any justice because, as I mentioned before, you are a prize. And, you know, just because someone is reaching back out to you and, you know, wherever they left you at, don't let that person find you in the same place where they left you. If they're reaching back out to you, do not let them find you in that same place. Because I promise you, after you leave me where you left me, when you circle that block, I won't be there. I will not be there. I won't be on the same street. I might not even be in the same state. Sometimes in situations, you have to stay and face the heat. And I think sometimes just running away from everything, it doesn't really help as far as the healing process. And that's a realization that I had to come to terms with. And it's very scary because although I feel that I'm a good listener and, you know, good at communicating, I really feel like there's aspects of me that need work on as far as my communication, because I feel as though I'm effective in communication to my own standards. But to other people, I could be horrible at communicating with them. Despite me all, because just because you're always available and just because you respond all the time, that doesn't necessarily make you a great communicator. That just means that you're accessible. I was always answering the phone. I was always messaging like instantly, despite them giving me delayed texts or, you know, no phone calls for days. Like I've had instances where I've talked to people and would message them maybe on a Thursday and wouldn't get a message till Tuesday of the next week. And it's like, really? Like, people just really think that little of you to where you don't matter that much in their world, but you put them on this pedestal in your world, and because that isn't reciprocated, it just makes it just hard for you to want to trust anybody else. And I can't move forward with faulting the next person that wants to love on me and wants to give me actual love that I deserve because of something that that guy did or that guy did or that guy did. I think what I'm trying to say here is that with this whole situation and with me reconnecting with this guy, you know, should I really give him the opportunity or should I just pay it this? Because I kind of feel good either way, and I won't know unless I take the chance. And that's just where I am with life right now. Like, I have to move on faith. I have to walk with faith. And as long as I have God on my side, I just feel like I won't fail. As long as he's in it, as long as he has his hands around me and I'm surrounded by his grace, I'll be okay. So because I have to keep that mindset around me now, because I didn't have that mindset then, but you know, that was William at like 28. This is William at 34, going on 35. So we've learned some things and we've gotten better. As Kelly would say, growth. Growth. That is growth, people. And I just want to make myself more proud as far as how I move forward with my life from this point, because I don't want to leave this world and know that I had the opportunity to make things better. The healing journey is something. It's something. And I think we all can relate as far as that, because you think one way of your path as far as, you know, where you want to be mentally and financially and just in so many aspects of your life. But one thing for sure and two things for certain, God will toss everything around in your life at any given moment. So you just have to be willing to keep the faith and understand it's a part of his divine plan. I'm leaning more into trusting God and, you know, everything he has before me. I don't want to move if it's not with him. I don't want to get in spaces if I don't know his presence will not, you know, be there to, you know, protect me from anything that I cannot see. So, yeah, I think right now where I am, I'm okay with reconnection. I'm okay because I feel as though I have taken such a long time to get to know who I am, and I love this version of me. I truly love this version of me. I am so strong right now, and I am so powerful, and I am filled with love, and no matter what, none of these weapons, they will not prosper. I may have to enter into uncomfortable situations where I need to have conversations. You know, you can't avoid talking to people your whole life. Like, sometimes it's just a matter of just having a conversation. And whether that be closure for you or that person or both of you, sometimes it just might just be just as simple as that. I can gladly say that I have reached a point in my life where I'm okay with being in, you know, spaces surrounded by people who I may not necessarily have the best connection with, but if that opportunity arises for us to reconnect and for us to have that conversation, I am open. That is my open invitation. And that is just me speaking on being not fully healed, but healing. William at 34 has learned so much and he's still learning and he will continue to learn. So do not fault me for anything that I may have done, any of my actions that I may have made in the past, because I am a growing individual, as we all are. And all I can do is just look forward to hopefully building stronger connections with people and doing what I need to do to be, you know, a better person. Thank you all once again for listening in, and take this, let it marinate with you however it needs to. Peace out.